Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Zavarink. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Zavarink. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive towards short. Keen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dente moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Zuvarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvarink hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 1 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Pope reaches second base with a double. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pope scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope. Boone reaches second base with a double. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0 for 1 in the game. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Zubarink throws to first for 1, and Velarde throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Smith goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 7-0. Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann pinch hits for George Zubarink. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Evers reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Gray now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Pope moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Pope moves to third. Dente moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Smith reaches second base with a double. Pope scores. Dente scores. There goes Lemon trying to get to home. Evers throws the ball in to Keene, who relays the ball to House, who tags Lemon, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 10-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bilardi for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bobby Avila. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pope strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Ted Gray. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Keene moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing second base. Bob Miller now pitching. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Wayne Bilardi. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Frank House. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.